It was almost Christmas. Billy sat listening at the evening meal while his father told the family what had happened in the class he taught at school.
I asked my pupils to write on a sheet of paper the word Christmas. Then I said, "Now, after the word Christmas, write the first thing you think of." Guess what the answers were? Tree, presents, toys, turkey, carols, and Santa Claus. Not a single person had thought of Jesus. It's Jesus' birthday we are celebrating after all. But no one seemed to know.
That night, as Billy slept, he had a dream. He dreamed he was invited to a big Christmas birthday party. All of his friends were there. Presents for everyone were piled up under a great lighted tree, the most beautiful he had ever seen. Billy and all of his friends played games and sang. There was lots of delicious food for everyone, even a large birthday cake. Then they gave each other presents and just had a wonderful time. Suddenly, Billy was surprised. Across the room, standing alone, was a child who no one was paying any attention to. He had been given no gift. When the party was over, the little boy was still standing there alone without a gift or a friend to talk to. Billy walked over to the boy and said, "I have never met you before. What is your name?"
"My name is Jesus. This is my birthday, but no one invited me to share it with them. No one noticed me. I was a stranger, like long ago in Bethlehem, when I was born."
Billy felt so ashamed for the way everyone had treated Jesus at his own birthday celebration. We have been very selfish, just thinking of our own selves and our own gifts and friends. Will you come home with me today? There's lots of room there. Then Billy woke up. Now he understood why Jesus wants to live in our hearts. He asked Jesus to come in and forgive him. He thanked Jesus for a clean heart and for God's gift of Jesus, his Son, and everlasting life. Jesus wants to do the same for you. Let's ask him in today. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive all the wrong things I've done. Thank you for dying for me and for your gift of everlasting life. Amen.